What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 24th of September. Hope you've had a dry day wherever you are in the world. We haven't. We've had it wet. We've had it soaking wet, and not in a sexual way. We've had it soaking wet in a very miserable, damp and cold way. I think it might even be just me, because every time I went out, it was raining. When every time I came in, it wasn't raining outside. It was raining out the front window and it wasn't raining out the back window. Has anybody else got one of those houses where you look out the front, I think it's all right, it don't look like it's raining, and then you look out the back window and it's pissing down? I think it's just my two personalities again. One's the positive and one's the negative. But every time I went out, it got me every time. Anyway, I got soaking wet. So all these newspapers are all brown and curly because they all got soaking wet also. But it doesn't matter, because it goes straight in the bin after. I rip out a few things that I'm interested in. The rest I don't even bother reading. I just chuck it in the bin. None of it's of any interest. Only what I find interesting is of interest. So none of that. It's all about Brexit. Oh, not Brexit. It's all about coronavirus anyway. And, you know, it's not like you can't get bored of fucking hearing that, but you kind of feel like you need to keep up with what's going on, because, you know, it's ever changing. And but I did see something that was quite funny today, because you got all these people, you know, these people that are all COVID experts who are saying that why are we following the rules? Let's rise up. Let's not bother. Don't wear masks and all that. And everybody's got their opinions and whatever, but there's one guy put on Twitter, I think he said that he says the Blitz in London killed 50,000 people. We didn't shut the pubs then. What has gone wrong with this country? That's what some old fart had said on Twitter. And some other guy wrote a reply to him and saying, that's because you didn't catch bombs on handrails and on fucking and floating through the air and pass it on to somebody and take it home and kill your granddad So go fuck yourself, you idiot. That's pretty much what he said. And I thought it was a great response, because, you know, that's the way it is, isn't it? It's an invisible killer, and it ain't going to kill 99% of us, but it is going to kill the other 1%, and you just might be the person that gives it to him. So, you know, it's fucking awkward. It's shit times, but it would be good if everything could stay open. But we found a way to fucking deal with it. You know what I mean? It's like, or, you know, just to, we need to have wider spaces. The pubs need to have, close the road outside maybe. Make every, so everybody can stand outside in the streets. Even if it's freezing cold, people won't want to. But at least they're being told they can, if they want to. So you can go and drink in the streets. But it's pissing down the rain, so nobody's going to want to do it. But they'll just, like, it'll just stroke their ego that they can go, well, we can, so that's all right, rather than be told that you've got to stay home. Anyway, let's move on to the 10-inch woolly-shaped carrot. 10-inch woolly-shaped carrot in a bag of vegetables. So we've got off the big, large chips that I've been talking about that people have been finding, and now a bloke's found a shocked student has found a huge carrot shaped like a willy in a bag of veg from Aldi. It's just the wonky veg, isn't it? They sell the cheap veg that's wonky, you know, the stuff that don't pass for going in the posh bags of carrots, and they sell them cheaper because they're misshapen. And this one, it does look like a fucking dildo, to be fair. I've got to tell you, if anybody's like short of cash, or, you know, you've lost your job and you're sexually charged, and you haven't got enough to buy that vibrator or that fucking sex toy that you ever wanted, get down to Aldi and buy some wonky veg, because this one looks like it's fucking as good as any sex toy. It's the same colour and everything. Not that, like, sex toys look like carrots, but this is a carrot that looks like a sex toy. But, yeah, so she said that, I don't know who's holding it up there, because it's saying she burst out laughing when she discovered the 10-inch whopper, but the picture is of a bloke holding it up, so maybe that's her boyfriend, but she's 21 and he looks about 55, so anyway, he's getting in on the action. Maybe she's gave it to him to eat. Is that her dad? She's given it her dad. I think her dad's at it. Her dad's like, you imagine that as well, putting it on your plate. You'd have to keep it whole, wouldn't you? You'd have to just cook it whole and then eat it like a cock and chips, or a cock and potatoes. Pie, cock and potatoes. That's what it could be. You couldn't chop it up. You'd have to keep it whole. Anyway, so lots of fun and laughter there. Embarrassing. When it's not even embarrassing, it's just a coward, isn't it? But everybody is embarrassed because everybody knows what they think it is. So your mum knows what she thinks it is. Your dad is thinking what he thinks it is, and so are you. But none of you know. None of you ever want to have that conversation because then you're starting talking about sex toys with your parents, and nobody wants to go there, unfortunately. That's like finding, you know, photos of your parents in sexual positions, or their adult magazines, or their private video collection. You just don't want to go there, do you? I don't know. You might do, but some people might get a sexual kick that way. But that is not something that I ever want to be talking about on my podcast. Thank you very much. Let's move off it. Where are we going? Shocked charity staff. Shocked staff. Somebody handed in a box into a charity shop and it contained the ashes of somebody's relative, but nobody knows who it is. So they've just basically dumped the person who's died. They fucking took everything that the person owned, fucked it off to the charity shop, and they've even put the person in there as well. The person's been sent in there. But when people take the stuff to the charity shop, you just dump it outside, don't you? Or you dump it in there and go, oh, here's a load of bags of stuff. But they fished it out and there's like a load of ashes in a box. How would they know that it is? It could just be like, well, why else would you have a load of dust in a box? And it's probably quite a lot, isn't it? So there's no name on it or anything. So, oh, it does. It says Lewis. Anybody looking for Lewis? Anybody lost a Lewis in, where is it? We don't know where it is. Where is it? Oh, too late. I can't. Romsey in Hants. If you're looking for Lewis, he's in the charity shop. Go and pick him up. He's waiting for you. But yeah, that's a shame. Somebody's got to notice because they've got to have a day. They've got to have, you know, a moment where they think, right, we've got to go and dump his ashes in where he told us to do it. And then he ain't going to be there, is he? Somebody's going to abort him. And nobody wants to throw him away. So somebody's going to have him up on their shelf and they don't even know him. But out of respect, they'll keep him there. Or either that or no, because you just get squeamish. You start thinking you brought Lewis's ghost home and you won't want that. So probably somebody will flush him down the toilet. I think that's where it's going to end. Britain is a nation of dull boys. Me, I'm one of those. I can't go into why, but that's pretty much right up my street. Dell Boy and Rodney. And basically, we're a nation that loves fake gear. We love buying fake gear down the market, fake designer goods and knockoff designer gear. That's because the designer gear is ridiculously overpriced. Take the piss prices. So why would you want to pay £5,000 for a Louis Vuitton bag when you can buy a fake version of it for 50 quid down the market? The only problem is, if you look like the kind of person who's not likely to have a Louis Vuitton bag, everybody knows it's fake. Like, if you've got tattoos on your neck and like gold teeth and well, saying that, you sound like a fucking every American rapper. But I'm on about if you're living on a council estate in England and you dress like scruffy with a Louis Vuitton bag, it's fake. Although that's a very good way of hiding your wealth, hiding the fact that you have robbed a Louis Vuitton shop. Nobody would guess, they'd just think it was fake, because it does look pretty good to get the fake stuff does. I saw the other day some Gucci was selling some grass-stained jeans. Some jeans, and they had grass stains on the knee. And they were selling them for £800. You know when you run around as a kid with your jeans on and you fall over on the grass and you get those big stains on your legs? That's what they were selling for £800. So, please, I could knock you up a load of those for fucking a fiver each. Not a fiver. 50 quid each. 50 quid each, and they just won't have the Gucci label on them. But people will just want to wear Gucci, don't they? And I just think that's why rich people, when they wear them, everyone assumes that it's some designer gear. Because if they just wore grass-stained jeans, you'd just think there was a tramp. But if that just goes to show with the haves and the have-nots, a different opinion of looking at that guy wearing them and looking at somebody who actually does have grass-stained jeans and probably like a homeless guy or something like that. It's going to get to the point where the homeless guy, or someone you think is a homeless, and they're walking around, and you're going to go, fucking look at him, he's what a poor sod, and all that, but it's actually some rich dude walking past with his fucking £800 shit clothes. Crazy. I'll tell you what, a fool in his money, that's why. Rich people got money, and they're easy to take it off. Well, the designer companies are easy to take the money off them. I can't get any money out of them. But the designer labels, they just literally must be sitting there thinking, I know, let's get one next time with grass stains on it and dog shit stains on them as well, because that's usually on the dog, on the grass. So they've got grass stains and a dog shit smell. Let's see if that one works. Gucci dog shit. And we can bring out, a perfume of the same smell for you as well. And that will match the price that you're paying. What's it called? A spy named James Bond really wants... There was really a guy called James Bond. And he really did have a love for the women. And he did used to go over and was on secret Cold War missions. So, what's his name? James Albert Bond. I wonder if that's where they got it. He was not known whether he used his real name or an alias. But anyway, he was in the Polish... always been found in some files, in the Polish files or something or other. I wonder if that's where Ian Fleming got the details from, or whether it's just tenure, or like a coincidence, should I say. But he must have been, shared 007's interest in women. Well, they know a lot about him, considering he was a spy. He wasn't very good at it. He should have kept his... kept his head down a bit more. They're not saying that he died or anything, though, so I think he made it. He survived. James Bond will never die, really. So I think they were talking about killing Daniel Craig off, weren't they? But now I think you can't do that, because that means James Bond's dead, and you'll have to have Bill Bond next, or Bill Beaumont as the next James Bond, or something like that. You'll have to have a different name, wouldn't you? You couldn't have James Bond. So anyway, it's good to think that there was a real bloke, because he's not just made up. He must be. His family must be dead proud. They'll have to come out and say something, because his family must be dead proud if that's the case. A mum brought a head massager to tackle her thinning scalp, and she was unaware that it was a sex toy. She bought an advertised 30-speed magic vibrating full body sports massager, but when it came, they got a sex toy. How did they get a fucking sex toy when it says all that? They've ordered the wrong thing then, haven't they? She must have ordered the rampant rabbit. I think you've that's an excuse, that is, when it's turned up, because the husband's opened it. And when he's opened it, he's gone, what's this? And she's gone, oh, that's for my thinning scalp. That's for my hair, my head. And out with my, growing my hair back. He's going, what, down there? Grow your hair back down there, because you've got enough down there as it is. I think you need to fucking buy something to take a bit of hair off. Not fucking grow it. And she was like, oh, no, all right, I see. It turned up. Oh, it's a sex toy. No, that's not what I ordered. And it's like 10 inches long. I didn't order any 10-inch long head scalp massaging, whatever. Anyway, so you see where I'm going with that. But anyway, yeah, so easily done. We'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Her husband's sending it straight back. It's twice the size of his offering, so he's not going to be happy with that. Right, last one I'm going to do. What time is it? Last one I'm going to do. A factory has allegedly been recycling condoms to resell in Vietnam. And I bet there's plenty... they've been finding them in hotel rooms. And that's got to be... I mean, it's got to be sex hotels, hasn't it? So they found 324,000 used condoms that were going to be used, going to be recycled. That's quite, well, you know, it's plastic, isn't it? So I guess it's helping the planet. It's a good idea, but I wouldn't want to be the person that ended up using one. I wouldn't like to know that. I wouldn't buy something with fucking recycled condoms. I'd like to be the first person in the chain. I'll leave that to the more... I'm all about the environment, but somebody might be more about the environment than I am, and he can have it secondary. But yeah, so there you go. When you go to Vietnam, check the small print on your condoms, because it might say this one has been used plenty of times by all shapes and sizes. Let's hope that your funky, wonky carrot has got the right size to fit you for your little adventure that you've got in this little sex toy hotel. Sex hotel, should I say. And beggars can't be choosers because you're not paying much for it and you've travelled all the way here purposely for it and you've not told all your friends, all your wives, all your girlfriends. So if you say anything about our condoms, we're going to grass you up. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say on the matter. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.